Moroni, Taloha Ni, Talofa Lava, Mahalo le Soifu, Malelangi Mama, Kia Orana, Mahalo Elelei, Fakalofa Lahiatu, Talofa, Kokumele Mele Puka, Mau, Mai Teama, Emomo Lava Viki, Petitato Tamana Italangi, Motana Tauhinga, Manahoka Manuyanga, Mugitato Uma. Te olo ma te malo e kuma oe ki tātou o ka tino in tātou tamo haina bēnei. Yeah. Once again, warm Pacific greetings to all our listeners. You are tuned in and listening to Te Ama Radio on Planet FM 104.6 or live streaming online at www.planetaudio.org.nz. Or if you missed the broadcast, listen for the next 7 days at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Te Ama Pacifica House. Better yet, you can download our weekly shows on the Planet FM website. On Te Ama Radio, we promote health and well-being and raise awareness about the community services available throughout our communities. Te Ama are proud to promote health and welfare for Pacifica families right here in New Zealand. At Te Ama, we actively encourage and invite guests who are working in public health or making a difference in their communities, whether it be in education, employment, sports, religion, social justice, and so forth. This radio show is for Pacifica people and for those who are serving our Pacifica population to improve health and welfare outcomes. We have been blessed to have had some amazing and passionate guests share about themselves, their passions and work, and also the difference they are making to promote and enhance the quality of services for Pacific people and their families right here in Aotearoa, New Zealand. Mahalo ni.
Petit jour entre tes bras. Falava, and welcome to Te Ama radio show this morning. Praise the Lord for his beautiful gift of life, the air that we breathe, rain and the sunshine. Trees, flowers that bloom in our gardens, birds that are singing on the trees. Thank you, Lord. You are our creator, good, loving and faithful always. And as we do, we will start our program with a word of prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, we come before you in humble prayer. Before we start with this Te Ama radio program, we realize without your blessings, we were not able to succeed with the plans for today's program. Please bestow your grace and divine wisdom to all of our listeners so that we can enjoy sharing information to help us improve healthy lives and share the greater glory of your love in Jesus' name. Bless also our families in our communities, granting them peace and happiness as they go about their activities. Bless the people around the globe that they may enjoy peace and goodness of your love. In Jesus' wonderful name I pray. Amen.
Safe and secure.
He's got the whole world in his hand. the little tiny baby. In his hand, he's got the little tiny baby. In his hand, he's got the little tiny baby. In his hand, he's got the whole world in his hand. He's got the whole world in his hand. He's got the whole world in his hand.
To Te Ama Radio Show. This is Valfanga Malo Mele Mele Puka, and I am your host and your beautiful technician and panel operator, Catherine Henry. Talo Falava, and a very warm welcome to all our beautiful listeners this beautiful new morning. God is good. I trust that you have all had an enjoyable weekend with your families, children, and friends. If some of you had your grandchildren, I did. It's such a blessing to have them, and it's always sad. At the same time, happy to see them go so I can put up my feet and just not having to talk too much. And yes, I like to always keep them happy and healthy as well, especially giving them good, healthy food. Anyway, not long to go now, and summer weather is coming very soon. Our Talanoa today is the exciting time that we always do have every Tuesdays, and it's Te Ama, like mine's like mine. But before we continue with the Talanoa, I would like to share some information on how to recognize our topic this morning is about panic attacks and panic disorder. Useful information on how to recognize anxiety, how to manage your anxiety, and how to reach out for help. A person with panic disorder has panic attacks, which are intense feelings of anxiety and the kind of physical symptoms you would have if you were in great danger. During a panic attack, you can feel like you've lost control of your body and emotions. You may feel sick, dizzy, and short of breath. It's important to see your GP or health professional if you're having repeated panic attacks. They can suggest ways of treating the disorder and check that your symptoms aren't caused by anything else. Panic attacks are feelings of severe anxiety that start and finish quite suddenly. They are sometimes called anxiety attacks. If you have a panic attack, the feelings may be so scary that you feel that you are about to die, collapse, or lose control of your mind. You may feel that you have to immediately escape or find help. Such an extreme reaction would be normal in a situation where your life really was in danger. For example, if you were in the sea and a shark was swimming towards you, this is called the flight or fight response and is good. But panic attacks happen when there is no real danger. They may start for no obvious reason. Often they happen in an everyday situation you have become anxious about, like being in a supermarket. Panic attacks are so unpleasant that people are frightened of having another one. They often remember their first attack for the rest of their lives. Panic disorder is when you have frequent panic attacks once a month or more. Other factors that may mean you have panic disorder rather than panic attacks are when your life is seriously affected either by fear or having attacks, or if you avoid certain places in case you have an attack. Although most of the symptoms and treatments are the same, panic disorder is a more serious and life-disrupting form of panic attacks. Experiencing panic attacks often makes people feel generally unwell. They may sleep badly and feel anxious and exhausted, have trouble concentrating, and find it hard to relax and enjoy themselves. People who are severely affected find it difficult to go out alone, even to do everyday activities like shopping or collecting children from school. Travel to new places may be impossible. In severe cases, this means you cannot work or have a social life outside the home. You may lose touch with your friends. You may have panic attacks. It is important to seek help and information, as panic attacks themselves are fairly easy to treat. Early treatment can help to avoid late complications and the development of panic disorder.
Thank you.
Pacifica Health, Dalo Falava. Welcome back to our beautiful listeners. And we are discussing panic attacks right now. And what causes panic attacks? There are many causes of panic. Most people experience panic disorder will have several of the following factors that contribute to an attack. Panic runs in families, so if either parent has panic attacks, it may make you more susceptible. Personality may play a part. Some people are more nervous and highly strung than others. This may be good in some circumstances because they are more sensitive and cautious. But the downside is that they will be slightly more likely to have anxiety problems, including panic. Again, this is not always the case. Some anxious people never experience sudden panics, and some people who are very calm and confident by nature will develop panic attacks. Oh, I think I can share a little bit here. It says some people who are very calm and confident by nature will develop panic attacks. Well, some people that I know, they love shopping and they will jump at any opportunities to go out anywhere to do shopping. And some people that I know, like myself, I don't like shopping. And so talking about this information of panic attacks, and I also like to be very calm and being confident by nature. I think that I am like that, as this information is explaining. But then I'm one that don't like shopping. Sometimes I have to wait for somebody to go shopping, and then I will be going with them. And I will even ask them to go and look for what I'm looking for. So talking with our technician to share that, I wonder if she has something to say about especially me not wanting to go shopping, and then sometimes she would run into the shop for me. How do you find that, especially me reading out this information, not realizing that I'm one who don't like shopping? Do you call that panic? Panic attacks?
Well, good morning, everyone. Yes, I can share from first-hand experience. When I go out shopping with Fali, she really doesn't like shopping at all. It's obvious, yeah. But I'm just there. I'm just there with her, you know, just giving her a hand, taking her through, because she needs things, but she prevents getting the, you know, what she needs because she just doesn't like to go out there and do the shopping. So I'm just there to support and help her and do the runarounds, and yeah, and at the end of the day, she's got what she needs, and that's what's important. And because she does, it shows in her body language, you know, that she does panic, she doesn't like. Or sometimes I'll be like, okay, you sit in the car, just tell me what you need, and then I'll go in and grab it for you, you know. So importantly, it's just to support, encourage, help her along with what she doesn't like, you know, but just to get her through it. And at the end of the day, she goes home with her groceries.
Thank you very much. You know, so it is important to be able, for some of them probably listening right now and maybe having the same, you know, issues that I have about going shopping, and you know, to hear that it's really good to have your friends and your families that are able to support you like that. So support is quite important.
It is very important. Because I know some people might look at these people that don't like to go out and shop as being lazy or something, because I'm speaking on behalf as being a mum, because I've got four children in total, and my eldest daughter, she will do anything and everything to prevent going to the supermarkets and getting her needs. And she's 28 years old, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's 28 years old, and she's always like, "Mum, are you going to the supermarket? Can you please get this?" And I'd be wondering, why can't you get it, you know? And she'll come up with all the excuses, but I just know she doesn't like going to the mall, you know, and it's obvious, you know, she just doesn't like maybe crowded places. You know, it's hard because I try and get her to explain to me so I can understand, to avoid myself getting frustrated to do her errands, you know, for her. And at first I would think she was being lazy, but it's just she doesn't like crowded places and she doesn't want to, yeah, it's like avoid the stress trying to find out where it is, you know, yeah. So,
Yeah, I can relate to that because I'm also one that actually don't like the crowded places. I really don't. I will, if I find myself like that into a crowded place, I'll just quietly slip away. I'm hearing what you're telling about your daughter who is 28, and I'm in my, you know, 72 years, and I always thought of myself, I don't like to be, and yet I find myself, I'm forever attending meetings. And I mean, some big seminars that I have attended, you know, and yet, and just to be amongst people, and sometimes I'm having to speak in seminars and I'm thinking, oh no, you know, and things that we have to do in lives, things that we don't like to do, and you find yourself and the very things that you don't want to do.
Yeah, and you do all you can to avoid it, you know, but, but just to have that support there, you know, I mean, it helps. It goes a long way. And as a mum, it's my duty as a mum, regardless how old your child gets, you know, it's the support, you know, even though I may not fully understand why she'll do all she can, you know. I've even suggested online, and she's like, no, I just don't like shopping at all, Mum. You know what I need? Can you get it for me, please? You know?
Well, so therefore, I just want to share with our listeners the importance of having friends and families, and I'm very blessed to have this friend, not only a technician and panel operator. She's been a friend who now share with our listeners about the importance of supporting me when I don't want to go shopping, and she has been able to do that for me, so I'm really grateful to having Catherine to support me as my loving friend who can just go and do things for me, especially shopping when I don't like shopping. And come to think of it, I think she understand that I'm not being lazy.
I love you, Folly.
And I just understand what I'm trying to express here. It's good to have a friend that understands and willing to help out. So I am also, you know, sharing with our community, with our families, with our friends. When you do come across people that are close to your heart, people that you love, your friends and your families, your parents, your children, you know, your siblings, and they're struggling like I do, it's important that you actually give them that support. So, yeah, I thank God for Catherine, who have understood me without realizing how I could be looked at, you know, and like her daughter and myself. And I said, I'm glad, even though I'm giving out this information and it's actually speaking to me and it's enabling me to share my struggles, you know, part of my struggles in life. So, yeah, I thank God for loving and supportive friends and families. So continue on. Events and situations in your life can put you under stress and make you more vulnerable to panic. Typically, events that make you feel unsafe or insecure or anxious may be causes. General stresses like poverty or relatives dying could make you vulnerable. Panic can also occur as part of another mental illness. It commonly occurs with depression. But, you know, this is the thing about me, Catherine. Although I don't like shopping, and yet when people need support, and not necessarily go shopping, but you know, when they need support in other ways, I'm very quick, you know, to help them out as well, and realizing where they need that help and support, you know, and here's me needing help and support for what I'm struggling with, like, you know, panicking and things, and yet some other people that I see that need needing things in their lives, you know, like I was just mentioning here, general stresses like poverty or relatives dying, you know, could make you vulnerable. Panic can also occur as part of another mental illness. It commonly occurs with depression. That's why we talk about like minds, you know, for those people who have issues of mental health illness, you know, and we need to understand that. So, in fact, everybody suffers some mental health
That's
issues.
Right.
Everyone.
Everyone.
They get depressed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Panic. Don't like shopping.
Yep.
Yeah, it's
that's
all,
life. That's yeah, real.
Yeah,
for each and every one of us. Mm. Yeah, so that's why we express the importance of, you know, the support, understanding, yeah, being yeah, there. Yeah. You know, yeah, because we all can relate. We've all been through it. We all go through some kind of breakdown. That's life. Yeah, but you need that friend. You need someone that you can open and feel comfortable with, just to pick you up.
Mm.
Yeah, and a smile will go a long way.
Amen. Yeah, that's the one I, with our like-minds slogans, you know me before you judge me.
Absolutely.
And what you do makes a difference.
That's right.
And be there and stay involved.
That's right. Those are the key words right there. Yeah.
So, yeah, thank you for being so involved in my life.
Thank you for inviting me in.
You know, and you can look at it and can laugh at each other, you know, laugh at ourselves.
Yeah, that's joy. Laughter is joy. It's the medicine.
Yeah, that's it.
That's merry to your heart.
Yeah. Amen. That's what the Bible says. Laughter is the best medicine.
Medicine. Mm.
And it's happy, if you're happy within you.
It's joy.
It's a joy.
Mm.
Joy to have those friends that bless you in your lives. Yeah. Some common substances can cause panic. Caffeine, found in coffee and many soft drinks, is the most common. Tea has a similar but weaker effect. People who have panic attacks and panic disorder may be very sensitive to caffeine, and even small amounts can be harmful. Alcohol does not directly cause attacks, but as its effects wear off, you are more likely to have a panic attack. Cannabis is another drug that some people are sensitive to, and for them, it can start panic attacks. The effects of cannabis are long-lasting, as the body takes weeks to get rid of it. So talk about caffeine. I'm one that actually don't like coffee. But there are times now and then, like a good hot drink of hot tea. But I quickly replace that now with green tea, you know, and it's a lot more healthier. And when you learn about things that not good for your body, then you just do something about it by stop consuming it. Overbreathing, also called hyperventilation, is a problem for the majority of people with panic disorder. Anxiety makes you breathe too much. You know, sometimes when people start to panic, you say, okay, stop, just stop, breathe.
Take a deep breath. One, two, calm down.
And it's good to be able to remind them, you know, like, okay, just stop for a moment and just take a deep breath. Overbreathing can directly cause physical symptoms like dizziness, right? And tingling in your hands and feet, which makes you feel even more anxious. So it's good to be able to support a person, and not only support by guide them and direct them how to do things like breathing, you know, breathe properly. Don't panic in a way, you know, just continue to breathe hard out. You know, you get dizzy.
Yeah, so, slow it down, not a fast pace of breathing.
So being there and just, you know, hold their hands and say, it's okay, just calm down. You know, take a deep breath, but, you know, slowly. Strangely, when you are overbreathing, you may feel as if you are not getting enough air and breathe even harder. This makes you feel worse and you get caught in a vicious cycle. For some people, panic seems to start out of the blue. They may just have a strong inherited tendency to panic. For others, there seem to be obvious stresses in their life. There are often some symptoms of general anxiety or depression or other phobias in the months before panic starts. Note, if panic attacks follow an experience that really was extremely dangerous or horrific, like being assaulted or being in an accident, then It is usually part of a different condition known as post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. Pacifica Health, welcome back to our beautiful listeners. We have actually come to the close of our program today and our presentation with regards to the information of panic attacks and panic disorder. We will continue next week, Tuesday, 11:35 on Te Ama Pacifica Health radio program. Otherwise, if you're needing help, family service 211 0800-211-211. And those help you can receive, and also other help, youth line 0800-376-633. Youth line 0800-376-633. For anxiety in New Zealand 0800-269-4389. Anxiety in New Zealand 0800-269-4389. So, Te Ama Pacifica Health Radio is saying, have a lovely day and God bless you. As we come to the end, I would like to thank you, all of our beautiful listeners, on behalf of our Te Ama Radio Show team and myself. Our contact with regards to our program, and remember to tune in to Te Ama Pacifica Health Radio program to listen to our Talanoa on Planet FM 11:35. 104.6 every Tuesday morning. So I wish you all God's blessings, good health, and a very happy afternoon. Yamanuya.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bow down with care. God gave his son.
And what he's saying, for those who want to support someone experiencing mental illness, almost advises having people around you who will listen and support you. And he was saying that his family have been the rock of his recovery, so it's important that we support people to recovery. They will recover. And they reminded Imoa that you are still loved. You are still part of our family. And so this is a good message that I would like to leave with all our beautiful listeners. For those of you who may be struggling or suffering mental health issues, remember that families are there to support you through recovery, and also know that you are still loved. So just be there through all the ups and downs. Don't take things personally. Look past the things that have occurred and know that recovery is always possible. Just stay with them. Be there and stay involved. What you do makes the difference. And Kiwi pride themselves on a sense of a fair play. Yet, a recent like-minded survey on discrimination showed that over 80% response that faced some form of discrimination as a result of disclosing their experience of a mental illness. Remember, love is the key. It's always the golden rule is love your neighbor as thyself. We have come to the end of our program today, and so we will leave you with a message from Imoa, knowing that for those who want to support someone with experience of mental illness, Imoa advises having people around you who will listen and support you. And remember that your family is the rock of your recovery, and reminding us that you are still loved and you are still part of us, our families and our community. And so God bless you all, and we will hear you again this time next week. Have a lovely afternoon, and God bless you all.